I do this, Mr. Speaker, in recognizing that in a democracy, especially one approaching an election, there is rarely political upside in supporting any kind of military action and little risk in opposing it.
That was the Prime Minister on Friday. For more on this, we're joined by The Scrum, my friend J.D. Balavance from La Presse, Althea Raj from Huffington Post, the Toronto Star's Tana McCharles, and Mr. Oliver.
Hello,
so, Craig, the Prime Minister is all alone. He faces a divided parliament. What is the risk of having a prolonged conflict as we head into an election year?
Yeah, he's out there all alone. He's in a box. There are a lot of risks for him, and for the two who said no, there are no risks at all. You know, in a sense, it was high noon for Harper on Friday. He reached out for help for a posse against these bad guys, and nobody came. Now the risk is, does he continue this after the first 6 months? I don't see where he wins with that. If he says no after 6 months, it looks like he's failed. If he doesn't say no, he's into a war, the outcome of which nobody can guess. That's the problem with politicians who start wars. From the moment they start them, they lose control of them, and it's over to the generals and to the enemy.
But Tondo, the problem you have with this is once you've committed to 6 months, and if the U.S. says we need you for a longer period of time, it's very hard, as Craig says, to get out of this.
Yeah, except that the Conservatives believe that they have defined a mission that has a six-month timeline, degrade the ISIS the ISIL operations bases, so from which they can't then launch other attacks. They believe they've defined that mission. But I think you're right. I think that really, in truth, it's going to look a lot more open-ended 5 months down the road from now. But just to Craig's point about there being no risk for the other opponents, I mean, my two colleagues there who know Quebec a little more may disagree with me, but I actually do see there's a bit of political risk, mostly for Trudeau, in the stance he's taken. He had initially committed some support to the military mission. He's now withdrawn that and reversed the Liberals' position. And not, although he makes the argument that it was up to the Prime Minister to make the case to go to war, I don't know that he's actually made the case to stay out publicly to people.
The one thing that the other parties run a risk of, the Prime Minister has said that ISIS is a direct threat to the security of this country. God forbid if there was to be an attack here. Those two parties would be in big trouble trying to explain their unwillingness to join airstrikes.
Yes and no. I think the NDP had no choice but to take the stance that it has. It's a traditionally pacifist party, and that's the stance they took. Mm-hmm. The Liberal Party, this is a big, I think, and some Liberals may disagree with me, but I think it's a really big shift from a traditional Liberal policy. And the argument that is being put forward by the Trudeau camp that while we don't think that we're only going to be there for 6 months, we're not sure what we can achieve, and we think that this is in some ways the same arguments that Stephen Harper was putting forward in Iraq in 2008. Three, and we don't trust him, but you know, would there be a case like Afghanistan, we might go in a different direction. I'm not really sure that a lot of Liberals actually believe that. You know, we had Lloyd Axworthy on this very channel say we need to go in and bomb them and defeat them. And yes, we may not win a war bombing from the air, but that is typically a conservative and liberal position that when you think the nation is at risk, that these are risks that you're willing to put, you know, your men and women in harm's way to defeat that.
But on the other hand, Mr. Trudeau is clearly listening to Jean Chrétien, the wise man of the Liberal Party, who had advised the Liberals not to go in and be involved in this airstrike. So it's not something he's pulling out of
No, and he has a lot of Quebec seats at play. And in some ways, this is really about votes in Quebec.
I think the word Iraq is poison to most Canadians politically, and many of them may not be sophisticated enough to be making the difference between Iraq then and Iraq now. And Chrétien's a bit of a hero for the assertion of sovereignty that he took in the time years ago, although it's a very different time now, and we're not talking about a ground war.
In my sense, Bob, I think Mr. Harper himself opened the door to a very long mission. Why? Because he mentioned the word Syria today, Friday, during his speech in the House of Commons. And I think he's the first leader to actually say that if Syria asks the International Commission to go and help them defeat ISIL, we're ready to go. I haven't heard any other leaders saying that they're ready to bomb Syria right now.
Yeah, and that's an issue that, you know, it should be taken much more seriously by Canadians. I don't know whether the Prime Minister put himself in the line of fire here, but, I mean, we're supposed to be against this guy, Assad. He's supposed to be a bad guy. Now he's saying, well, if they say, okay, we might go in and help bomb ISIS.
We'll be right in the trenches with Assad, fighting the people who threaten him the most, and also, by the way, fighting the people who are the arch enemies of Iran, one of Mr. Harper's arch enemies. It's all very confusing, but that's the Middle East, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend right now.
But I want to go back to what Althea says. The Liberal game plan, she said, is largely going after Quebec. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think the fact that in Quebec, probably the decision by Mr. Chrétien in 2003 not to go in Iraq while he was under pressure by the U.S. helped reestablish Mr. Chrétien's image in Quebec, and he was very popular. And I think Mr. Trudeau is following the same logic, that if I don't support a mission in Iraq, it will help me electorally eventually when the election is happening.
Can I just say that I think that Harper could have summoned the spirits of Wilfrid Laurier and Tommy Douglas to support his view, and neither of the opposition leaders would have supported him anyway, because they're thinking the election, they're thinking political considerations, and that's what they're making their decision upon, not on the whole business of Canada's global responsibility for collective security, which we as a country have always espoused as a basis of our foreign policy. They're thinking politics, and who can blame them?
Well, and winning an election. And that's where I see a risk for the Liberals outside Quebec, for sure. And that is, I think that the Conservatives have made an argument here that this war, this Iraq war, is not the Iraq War of 2003. This is an asymmetrical war going in with the permission of the government not to overthrow a government. And in this case, the whole direct threat to Canada premise is one that, for the first time, really, Stephen Harper started to argue it very well Friday in his speech, and we'll expect to hear more of that. But that's the premise that the Liberals rejected, as did the NDP. But for the Liberals, you know, Chrétien went into Afghanistan without the consent of Parliament, without consulting Parliament, because of that basic argument, threats to Canada, threats to Canadian security.
But we had 9/11. Sure, we did.
But it was also, at that point, it was a terrorist action, mm-hmm. right? And so, if you like, I think the better comparison, rather than to the Iraq War of 2003, is the Afghanistan decisions taken. And that's where I see the problem for the party politically. I think that a lot of Canadians will be wondering, this is not, as we were just saying, in line with the positions we've taken in the past.
Now, the NDP were actually relieved that the Liberals did what they did. Mr. Mulcair had been talking to party elders. He knew that there was consensus within his party that he could not support airstrikes. I think they were surprised that Mr. Trudeau took the position he did. And one said to us, we were happy because it gave us cover.
Well, I'm not sure they were actually that happy. And I think that, you know, everything is about politics. And I think the Prime Minister actually did not want the opposition parties to support him. All they were asking for the last 2 weeks is to get briefed, and he refused to brief them. So he was willing to brief them on a non-combat mission. The government was willing to brief opposition leaders on Mali. They were willing to brief them on Libya. But they were not willing to brief them on Iraq. I mean, that is because he wants to be seen as the leader who's going into war, and maybe in 6 months they renew the mission because they haven't successfully, and a lot depends on what actually happens with the allies. Like, Mr. Harper is essentially hitching himself to Mr. Obama, and the success is going to happen with the mission that is more than just the six CFA.
I agree with Althea. I mean, yeah. I don't think the NDP was particularly happy. I think they would have rather been the dissenters out there on their own and had that to stand on.
In some ways, the social progressives or people who vote on the left may actually go to the Trudeau position rather than the Democrats.
Yes.
And frankly, it wouldn't have taken much had Harper wanted to bring anybody on side, the Liberals included, if he'd accompanied his statement on Friday that we're going to war with. And we also plan to do this and this and this on the humanitarian aid side and the refugee side. That would have bought them some liberal, what would have given the Liberals some cover to go along with it, even for the short term.
I'll be watching closely the vote on Monday on that issue. I want to make sure that the Liberals, you know, will be voting in one voice on that issue. They may be exposing themselves to some disunity.
Well, you're not suggesting any Liberal MP would break ranks.
Well, in the past, on the Afghanistan mission, they broke ranks. Some of them actually voted with the Conservative to prolong, to extend the mission in Afghanistan,
that's
and
right.
We saw disunity in that party. So there is a strong element in the Liberal Party that would like probably see Canada do more than humanitarian aid and actually participate in that mission. And we'll see whether it's going to be exposed when they vote on Monday.
I think this is a high-risk operation for Harper as we go toward an election. I don't think they're going to be winning. ISIS, with all the pounding it's taking, is still advancing. They're five miles from Baghdad when I checked last on Friday. And so, especially when Canadians see the costs of this, I mean, the meter starts at about $250,000 a day.
And, you know, we asked the Minister of Defense to give us cost estimates, and he wouldn't give us any idea of this, right? And we know they are very expensive. Okay, on that basis, thanks very much. It was a very stimulating discussion, and we'll be right back.